Hi, I'm Chris Mayo. I'm the technical evangelist for the Unified Communications Platform. And with me today is John Rauschenberger. He's the CTO of Clarity Consulting. And they've been doing some really cool stuff on the Unified Communications Platform. So, John, why don't you talk to us a little bit about what you guys have been building?
Sure, Chris. So what we're building are hosted services that we deliver with a software plus services model to our customers that enhance the capabilities of Office Communication Server.
Okay.
And specifically what we've developed is a call center solution that is running in our data center that we deliver out to our customers through that software plus services model.
Okay. Well, and I see you've got a little bit of a diagram back there on the whiteboard. Why don't you kind of walk us through how this whole thing comes together?
Sure. So the solution we built was for one of our customers, Emerson Ecologics. They're based in New Hampshire. They had a call center out there. They then purchased a company out in California that also had a call center that had its own 800 number that customers would call into. And what they wanted to do is common in this scenario. They wanted to merge that into one virtual call center.
Right.
So when you call either 800 number, they'd route that call to agents in either location who had the right skills and who were available.
Okay.
So what our solution looks like now is running in our data center in Chicago. When customers dial either 800 number, that rings into a single IVR where we answer the phone, walk them through a typical experience of prompting them for who they are, what their need is. We then use a skills database to figure out which agents are capable of taking that call. Mm-hmm. And then find an agent in either location that's available based on their presence, their office communicator presence, and we deliver that call directly to the agent.
Okay, so you've got, in your data center, you have deployed OCS 2007 and then 2007 R2, and then your solution based on the various SDKs, the server-side SDKs, that actually give you the opportunity to add some value on top of the out-of-the-box product for OCS. Mm-hmm. How do these calls, how are you routing calls back and forth between the deployments of OCS at these various call centers?
So that's where the software plus services comes into play. So Emerson and all of our customers deploy OCS at their premise.
Mm-hmm.
Their agents are logging into Communicator against their OCS server.
Okay.
And these green lines represent federated links. So Emerson has federated their OCS environment with our data center environment.
Okay.
And that gives us a secure, authenticated channel to communicate with those agents. So when we have a call that's come in from a customer and we know there's an agent in New Hampshire, for example, that is available, that call gets routed to them as an inbound call, as a federated call, just like when you and I call each other over Communicator, and it rings into Office Communicator on their PC.
Awesome. So you're actually using federation as an element of your software plus services model where they've got OCS deployed. You've got a solution that adds some value on top of the incoming call and how it gets routed and who it gets routed to and stuff like that, but you're using federation as that channel to reach out to their deployment of OCS to actually get that call connected, again, authenticated and encrypted securely.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, tell you what, why don't you walk us through a demo and kind of show us how the solution comes together and how, from an agent's perspective or from a customer's perspective, what do they see and what's their experience?
Great. Sure. So what we're looking at on the screen here is actually a view into Emerson's actual call center today. This is a Silverlight application running in the browser where I can see all of the different queues that callers can get routed into. So you can see we have our new orders, existing orders, new account, the kinds of things you'd expect customers to call in and have questions about. And we can see, for example, in the new order queue, they've taken 242 calls today. Mm-hmm. They've got 12 calls active right now. And we see some metrics around how long is it taking agents to answer them. So we have an average of 10 seconds for agents to answer, and we see some maximum times here as well.
Right.
The bar along the bottom shows what percentage of the calls that have come in have been handled within 20 seconds, which is the metric they measure themselves against.
Okay, and that's very cool because obviously, you know, Office Communication Server 2000 R2 gives you the software infrastructure for communications and so on. But your application is on top of that, or layer on top of that, where it's actually collecting some information and providing some data and some intelligence to help Emerson even, you know, perform better over time, like collecting the metrics they need as a company.
And what's actually happening here is OCS is handling the call, and it's emitting events to us, like the call has been answered or is a ring. We're catching those events using the APIs we talked about earlier, UCMA, the Unified Communications Managed API.
Right.
Our application gets those and then writes them out to our database. So we know what time the call arrived, what time an agent answered it, and then we calculate metrics based on those pieces of information coming out of OCS to us through that API.
Right. Very cool.
And then we surface it up in the Silverlight application using WCF.
Right.
So the Silverlight app is making WCF calls back to our data center to get this information, even including things like how many calls are active. Now, we can take this a step further. I can actually drill into this queue, and we can see here a list of the active calls, and we see who the caller is, who the agent is, how long the call has been active. And we also have a button here, because I'm logged in as a supervisor, I can actually join one of these calls as a silent participant. Mm-hmm. So if I want to provide coaching to the agent, or even if I want to communicate with them over IM, when I click this button, I'll get an inbound call in Communicator. I answer that. I can hear the agent. I can hear the customer. They can't hear me, but I can type my IM messages right to the agent if I need to provide coaching or any other information while they're on a call with a customer.
And I think that's a solid point, because you collect the information about the call when it comes in, you use some business logic and some presence to transfer it, but then your application, its work's not done, right? Your application is actually in that call as a silent participant, providing services, like being able to give a manager the opportunity to join that call, and you have full control over that call. They can join silently, where they can listen but no one can hear them, or even provide like whisper capabilities or like that back channel IM conversation to do coaching and stuff like that.
So. Yep. Another great example is we also do call recording.
Okay.
Because our application is a participant in the call, if our customers turn it on, we have the ability to record the audio. We write it out to a WMA file that they can then listen to, again, for coaching purposes, if they need it for audit purposes,
right,
to have a record of that call.
Great.
And then lastly in here, we can also see the status of our agents.
Okay.
So here are all of the agents that are active in the call center right now. We see we have four that are in an available mm-hmm. state. We've got a number here that are in call. We've got some that are in an after call state and unavailable.
Right.
And that's really driven off the presence that is being published from those agents into Office Communications Server at their location.
Right.
Over that federated channel, again, our application gets it, puts it in our database, WCF brings it up to the Silverlight application.
Right.
So we get a real-time window into what our agents are doing at the moment.
Cool.
So why don't we take a look at the experience for both a customer and an agent
okay.
actually calling into and receiving a call in the platform.
Great.
So I'm going to close out of our live production environment there and jump over into our test environment. And we can see here are all of the agents we've got profiled on our test platform. And we have some information here about an agent, Michael, that we'll be using for the demo.
Okay.
And in addition to the contact information about Michael, we can also drill in and take a look at the skills that this agent has been
right.
profiled with. Now, these skills are specific to this customer, Emerson. Mm-hmm. We worked with them to define the skills their agents have. And here we can see that a particular agent can have this as a primary or a secondary skill or not at all.
Okay.
And we use that for call routing. We want agents to get calls that are related to their primary skill first. For secondary skill, we'll route those as needed, but it gives us some real great flexibility around how we deliver those calls.
Okay, and I think that's a solid point, is that with OCS, you obviously get communications and as well as presence, so you as a user can make intelligent decisions about, hey, is John online, should I call him, or if he's away, maybe I want to send him an email or call his cell phone or whatnot. But you're actually taking that presence and you're layering skills and business logic on top of it. So it's not only who's available to take the call, but do they have the right skills?
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, it's a skills-based routing engine that's powered by presence.
Right, right. So.
Now, let's go ahead and call into the platform as a customer and see what the experience is like there.
Okay.
So we've got our old PSTN phone here, and I'm going to dial in. Volume up a little bit.
Thank you for calling Emerson Echologics. Please listen carefully as our menu options have changed. If you know your party's extension, please press the star key. To help me direct your call to the right person, if you are calling about a new order, press 1. For an existing order, press 2. For a return,
press 1 for a new order.
Okay. Please hold while I connect your call. Calls may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance. As a reminder, we offer $5 shipping on all patient orders placed on the web. Please visit us at www.emersonecologics.com.
So when the customer called in, they got the typical IVR,
right.
Interactive Voice Response System experience. In this case, we've called from this phone before, so we took the caller ID, bumped up against their customer database, and identified the caller, so we know who it is.
Right.
And then we prompted the customer for their need, in this case, a new order. Now, all of that is built using the UCMA Windows Workflow activities.
Okay.
So that was a Windows Workflow running in our data center that answered the phone and walked us through that.
Right.
We now know who the caller is, what their need is, and Michael, our test agent here, is the only agent who's currently online or currently profiled in our test system to field that call.
Okay, and that's an interesting point, because that workflow that you're running from, and it's probably the easiest way to get into the Unified Communications platform, that workflow is just Windows workflow that executes either on an inbound or outbound call. And just as you had mentioned, you were pulling information about the phone number in order to help you control that workflow or how that gets routed or what decisions you make based on that call, you have access to that. Again, because through managed code on top of OCS, through the SDKs, you have access to information about that call or control over that call, even within the workflow.
And we can also run any code we need to. So we made a WCF call out to their CRM system in their data center to look up the phone number. We can mix and match call control as well as just any arbitrary .NET code.
Right.
So, Michael, if I bring up communicator here, logged in as Michael, we can see that his presence is set to away. So I'm going to go ahead and toggle his presence to available. And when I do that, our platform is subscribed to Michael's presence. See that he's coming available. Mute our calls here so we don't echo. And as soon as the agent came available based on presence in communicator, the call got delivered to the agent.
Right.
Now, in addition to delivering the audio call, we also have a link here that I can click on. And that's going to bring up a second Silverlight application, which is the agent console.
Okay.
So this is what agents use when they're on the phone with a customer. If I don't have it running, I can click that link, or I can leave it running when calls come in. And we see two things here. First, we've got a link to their intranet that would show me information about this customer, their order history, their details. Now, this is a real customer, so I'm not going to log in here,
but
we would see that information. Second of all is we're also delivering, again, in a Silverlight application in the browser, some call control capabilities. So, for example, I can put the caller on hold, and when I do that, you can see that our hold music comes back on. Again, an example of where we're adding something on top of the product that's not there by default, so hold music is an example. Through that button, I'm adding in hold music.
And that's an interesting point, again, because you have that control, not only of the call control, where you can transfer it and so on, you actually have control over the media.
Yep.
So you can sit there and say, I'm going to take a flow of media like that music and place that through the call, muting both participants on both sides.
Exactly.
Right.
Now, lastly, I can do some very sophisticated call transfer options as well. So when I click that agent button, it brings up the list of all the agents. I can do a consult transfer, in which case we're going to put the customer on hold, place a conference call between the two agents, me, and in this case, if I were to pick Brandy, Brandy would get joined in. We can talk, end that conference, and then the call will automatically, the customer call will get transferred over to Brandy. So again, all server-side, very sophisticated call control. I can do just a straight transfer. So the agent just, or the caller goes straight over to Brandy. We don't talk ahead of time. And then lastly, I can actually transfer it straight to Brandy's voicemail. And there we're using the Exchange integration. And the support for us to put some headers in the SIP invite telling OCS at Emerson's location that this call should go straight to voicemail. And it will never ring on Brandy's desk, and it'll go straight in. And that's a good example of where we can go beyond what's exposed from the API. So the UCMA API didn't expose that header, but we can drop down and add those headers in manually if we need to, which is what we did in this example, to take advantage of that capability.
So you have managed code for, you know, the mainline scenarios, but if you need to go underneath the covers, you have the opportunity with SIP, the actual protocol.
And then lastly, just in terms of, you know, again, sort of the business solution here, I can click on the call details button here, and as an agent now, I can provide some notes on this call, as well as a disposition, so we know, did this result in a new order being placed, or any of the other available dispositions. That'll get persisted in our database, linked to the call, as well as to the customer. So anytime that customer calls in the future, the agent will have visibility to that in this call history. We can see this caller, when they've called before, who they talked to, what the disposition of the order was, along with any notes that were entered by the agent that fielded that call.
Yeah, a great example of merging that communications data that you're collecting with data behind some of the business logic. Awesome. Let's... Really impressive. So let me ask you this. Clarity, had you guys done this kind of development in the past, created these kind of solutions in the past?
Yeah, we've been building these kind of multimodal communication solutions for about 10 years. And we did this with a different technology set back in 2000. We launched a similar platform, but in that case, we had a speech recognition engine from one vendor, a text-to-speech engine from another vendor, a call control system, SIP-based, but from a, yet another vendor. Each of which had their own APIs, none of which were managed APIs. And to build a solution on top of all of that, we had to write the code to answer that call and send it over to the text-to-speech engine and the speech recognition engine, and we were coordinating all of that. Well, with the solution we built out here, we're using a single managed API. OCS and the associated runtimes are giving us call control, speech recognition, text-to-speech, even DTMF, where I was pushing keys on the phone, I can recognize those as well. Single API, managed, single underlying runtime that allows us to build out this entire solution. And we think it's a compelling metric because we had 8 developers working on this solution for the last about 10 months, only one of whom had done any call control programming before. The rest were all just good, solid .NET developers who learned how to build this type of solution.
Right.
And for me, the best analogy is sort of is ASP.NET, right, where I can, as a .NET developer, I can build a web solution without knowing how HTTP works,
right,
without even necessarily having to know how HTML works. I probably should. I would argue you're a better ASP.NET developer if you do.
Of course.
But that runtime gives us a layer of abstraction where I can build a solution without knowing all that underlying plumbing. I can dive down if I need to, but for the most part, I can just program to the specific solution that I'm building without having to worry a whole lot about the infrastructure under the covers.
Yeah, and that's pretty powerful, right? So as a .NET developer, I know the framework, I know my language of choice, I know Visual Studio, and now I pick up the software infrastructure that's OCS and then these SDKs, like with you guys using Unified Communications Managed API. It's just another .NET library, right? That gives me access to the call, the conferencing engine, being able to do things like query for presence or publish presence for my application and so on. It's all just .NET code rather than the old way where you'd be sitting there as a developer with a stack of all these different manuals and all these different tools open trying to get all these different solutions to work as one. With Unified Communications, it's the skills you already have, it's the tools you already use, just adding in that layer of functionality.
And one last piece that was very important for us was the user experience.
Right.
That's one way we want to differentiate from a traditional call center solution. We really want to provide an intuitive, discoverable user experience.
Right.
And there, we have a team of internal interactive designers who are very skilled in XAML and WPF.
Right.
We're able to leverage those skills by using the Silverlight runtime. So our designers just came up with a user experience in XAML that we then are delivering now in the browser using the XAML runtime that Silverlight provides.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's not only a beautiful application, but like you said, it's very, very intuitive. It's being based on software versus, in the old PBX world where you're typing in codes to do transfers and stuff like that, it was very easy to just, hey, I want to silently monitor this call, and I click a button. Yep. I want to transfer this call, I click a button, pick a contact, and it's done, right? All through that back end for you guys.
It's also zero footprint.
Right.
Everything
is
coming down in Silverlight. There's nothing installed on the agent's desktop other than Communicator and the Silverlight runtime.
So fantastic.
Big plus for us.
Yeah, absolutely. So a couple weeks ago, we had the PDC. We talked about the next wave of the platform, so Wave 14, talking about next version of OCS, next version of Communicator, and next version of all of these SDKs. I know you've seen the session. What did you see at 14 that maybe kind of got you thinking about what v.next of Clarity Connect would look like?
Yeah, for us, the thing we're most excited about is if we look at that agent experience. So today, the communicator conversation window I get as an agent has this link to it that brings up our great Silverlight agent console. Well, with Wave 14, we're actually going to be able to take that Silverlight application and deliver it embedded within Communicator.
Right.
So picture now an agent getting that call. The whole Silverlight screen behind our conversation window here will now be embedded directly in there, and it will use the managed API that will be available to have awareness of what's going on with the call.
Right.
So if we put the call on hold, if the customer hangs up, our application running within the conversation window will know that by using that managed API. So we think that's going to deliver a significantly better experience for our agents, but leveraging the same investment we've made today by delivering that in Silverlight in the browser.
Yeah, that's very cool. I mean, the app is integrated directly in the conversation that you're controlling and adding value on top of. So not only do you have access to all of the classes, the managed classes that provide you the object model behind that call and behind Communicator, but yeah, you can of course make the WCF calls back into your back end to do the transfers and look up information or collect data and so on.
Yeah, and obviously for our solution, we think it's very applicable, but we also look at a number of things that our customers want to do, and being able to deliver an application with a call, whether it's a call center solution here, potentially help desk, if someone's fielding a call from a coworker, being able to get that information when the call comes in, we think is very powerful and is going to allow us to deliver a lot of exciting solutions.
Awesome. Very cool solution. Great example of what you can build on top of the platform. So thanks a lot, John.
Sure. Great, Chris.
Thanks.